There are an estimated 6,000 big game animals killed by vehicle collisions each year in the state. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department and groups have been trying to find ways to reduce that number for years. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler spoke with Game and Fish's Deputy Director, Angie Bruce, to talk about the department's new initiative and what it means for animals and drivers in the state.
It's called Wildlife Crossings, keeping wildlife and drivers on the go. We rolled out this initiative as part of Governor's signing of his first Migration Corridor Executive Order. And part of that initiative is communicating the importance of it, but then also challenging the public to act as well. And so the governor came out with a 2020 challenge, and that is the goal of reaching 2020 license plates by the end of the year. And the conservation license plates were put into place by legislators 2 years ago that allow you to purchase a license plate where the majority of the funds go to this initiative and go to future projects that will benefit wildlife and roadways.
What are kind of the major things that you'll be focusing on through this? Like, are there specific projects that'll be coming off of this?
The department has worked very closely with the Department of Transportation on our top statewide projects. We have identified the Dry Piney Project, which is part of Highway 189. It's one of the highest collision areas in the state for mule deer. And the project will install 7 to 8 underpasses that will allow for safe crossing passage under Highway 189 in a 28-mile stretch of the highway. And we're predicting that through that effort, the collisions will go down 80 to 90% once those underpasses are built.
And what are some of the other high-priority places or projects?
The state does have 240 statewide projects identified. Those can be found on our website. There are all sorts of different projects at different scales. We've also taken a close look at those 240 and come up with a top list of statewide large projects, just around 40 for those. In addition, we've also looked at the feasibility of those top 40 and come up with the top 10 to kind of focus and concentrate our fundraising efforts around.
What are some of the options that Game and Fish or the Department of Transportation can use to lessen the accidents that happen?
There are a suite of possible solutions. We do know that some solutions can be as effective as 80 to 90% in some stretches. For instance, providing safe passage for big game, either, like I talked about earlier, under the highway or with an overpass over the highway. But we also know that those are not an option everywhere due to various reasons, maybe geographic reasons. And so we look at all the tools in the toolbox, and different things that we do is different fencing options. In some cases along Interstate 80, there's very high fences, about 6 foot high, that actually produce a barrier. And in this case, when we have those, what I would call blockage fences, they keep the big game from entering the highway, which is a very good safety measure for motorists. But that what they do as well is they block the deer, antelope, and other big game from getting to other habitats. And so it limits their ability to move around. So sometimes those fences can work, and sometimes they're not an option.
And you've mentioned a little bit about increasing public involvement or public awareness. Can you explain exactly what you mean by that?
You know, some of these solutions that I've been talking about are really putting the onus on the wildlife. So if we can move the wildlife safely across the highway. But part of that education back on the citizens of Wyoming and those motorists who cross Wyoming on our highways is making them aware of where these hotspots or priority areas are, where there is lots of big game movement, especially at certain times of the year or certain times of the day. And so it's putting the onus back on the driver to be more cautious, maybe slow down in this area, and educate them on the importance of doing that and how they can have an impact, not only for wildlife, but on their safety as well. Another one back that we talk about how we can engage them, again, is through the purchase of a conservation license plate. Not only is it contributing to this effort, but what I have noticed from my own license plate is I get a lot of people looking at it and asking about it. So it brings awareness to the initiative by having these plates out there invisible.
Angie Bruce is the Deputy Director of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thank you, Angie, for taking the time to speak with me today.
Anytime.